The CEO of the National Buffer Stock, Eric Osewusu, says the maize situation in the country is not that bad for Ghanaians to panic. He told Radio Ghana that though the nation experienced lower rainfall, which affected yields last year, there is enough white maize in the three northern regions of the country. Mr. Osewusu spoke to Joel Jankra.
It is true that the expected yield, as we anticipated from last crop season, did not happen. Obviously, as a result of that, it causes a bit of a stir, and people tend to hoard maize, and also people take advantage of trying to mold the situation by shrinking the size of the ball of kenke and perhaps increasing the cost to maximize profit. However, the astringent efforts that we are taking to avert that situation. The one problem that we've identified is the fact that poultry farmers heavily rely on maize, which we humans consume here in Ghana because of unavailability of yellow maize. So the ministry has spoken to ADB and they brought in some yellow maize, which will very soon hit the market. And I believe that when the poultry farmers start getting the supply of that yellow maize, they will leave the white maize alone, and then the pressure will be eased, and I believe things will work as normal.
We have enough arable land that we could use to produce or grow this yellow maize ourselves. Why is it not happening? And then to tie the second one to it, you said you have enough of the white maize in the north. What arrangements are you doing to do a good distribution so that the product will get to the end users and not retailers?
We are stocking up in the north, and we realize that the problem is increasing down south. So obviously we have to take measures to bring the maize down, and that is exactly what we are trying to do at the moment. What we want to prevent is that we'll start giving maize to people who may take advantage of it and resell for their own profit. And so we will be targeting 10K producers or fishers that will release maize direct to them to try and get them to solve the maize shortage problems that they're facing.
Mr. Osewusu also explained that government, in collaboration with private business concerns and the Agricultural Development Bank, has imported enough yellow maize to take care of the shortfall.
Second question, which is to do with the yellow maize. Our poultry farmers prefer yellow maize for their feed production. Unfortunately, we produce very little yellow maize in the country, and so they obviously depend on the white maize, which also puts pressure on the white maize for human consumption. I think, as you rightly said, we have enough land to cultivate yellow maize, and all we can do is sensitize our farmers to start producing enough yellow maize. The one thing that has not helped with constant or guaranteed supply is the fact that agriculture in Ghana is heavily dependent on rain trade. But a good thing is government is investing heavily in irrigation, and we believe with that in place, we will in the future be able to measure the need of the yellow maize that poultry farmers would be using, and then we can plant yellow maize to feed the poultry industry. Not just yellow maize, but maize irrigation, which can guarantee production all year round, I think will go a long way in solving the problem.
He admitted the need for education and sensitization for farmers to plant yellow maize to feed the poultry industry.
I personally think that is a mix of the two. Sensitization is one, and distribution. Our farmers tend to rely on the maize that they produce themselves, which, you know, doesn't give them the right yield. If you ask them, they'll tell you there is no improved seed around where their farms are. But there are. If you go to the regional capitals, the seed companies have got certified seeds, which the farmers should be using. So more sensitization would have to be done to actually get them to patronize the proceeds, because it will help they themselves. But I know some work is being done in that front, but I believe more should be done.
CEO of National Buffer Stock, Eric Osewusu, talking to George Angra.